Running on the Cracks by Julia Donaldson. Read by Kate Byers and Stuart McLaughlin.
Leo, Station Loo. This is the bit I've planned. I know what I've got to do, but it would help if my hands would stop shaking. It would help if there was more space, too. I should have gone into the disabled loo instead of the ladies. The cubicle is tiny. The gap under the door feels huge. What if anyone peers under it? Instead of seeing 2 feet plonked apart, facing forward, they'll see a bulky school bag and various clothes going in and out of it. First, off comes the brand new snooty blazer with the high school crest on it. Poor blazer. It'll never enter the high school now. A door swings. Footsteps coming towards me. Another door bangs in my ear. Someone is in the loo next to mine. I freeze with my tie half unknotted. Don't be so paranoid. No one's looking for me yet. I unbutton the white shirt and slip out of the black skirt. An echoey announcement wafts through the air. It's for the Exeter train, not mine, but there's not much time left. I rummage in the school bag. Beneath the empty files and folders and the unused gym kit, I can feel the familiar battered corners of my sketchbook. But that's not what I'm looking for. Here it is. The secret carrier bag. And inside it, the jumble sale clothes. I still think that jumble sale was a brainwave. A total disguise and such a cheap one. Only £3.50 altogether for the beige hooded anorak.